Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Thousands of families are waiting to hear if they're heading back to school without a transport option. As Sarah mentioned there, as applications have surged for the school bus scheme, politicians' constituency offices are fielding many queries from worried parents as the new school year approaches. Well, Bus Éireann, the operator of the scheme, well, they say they're working through the applications. Bus Éireann said today, for example, that there have been a record 130,000 applications for school bus tickets by the July 29th deadline, and 44,300 of these are from first-time applicants. So that'll give you an idea of the increase in application. For more on this, I'm joined by Fergal Barton, who's a member of the Executive Committee of the CTTC, the Coach Tourism and Transport Council of Ireland, and who also runs Barton's Transport in Maynooth. Fergal, you're very welcome to the programme. What do you see as the problem here?
Well, I suppose we've kind of hit a perfect storm with regard to school transport this summer, because we have a situation is where there is a tremendous amount more applications, as the press release today from Bus Éireann. And we're seeing that there obviously is a time frame of when vehicles can be put into operation. We've a serious lack of driving staff available to us for school transport this year.
So as it is, different things have combined. Okay, so as it is, Fergal, let's say school starts tomorrow, what happens?
Well, currently, the minute operators, private operators, who operate 96% of the services through the school transport scheme on behalf of the Department of Education through Bus Éireann, they will have existing contracts, which could be under a five-year contract, or they would have secured new contracts this year from the tender process. So those operations will start Friday, Monday, whatever it may be, whether it be primary or secondary schools. So those operations will take place. The difficulty, I suppose, is that now there are going to be extra capacity required on a lot of services, and there may be a requirement for new vehicles and new drivers and new contracts to be put in place in a very short period of time.
Is it first come, first serve, or if you had a place in the school transport scheme last year, are you guaranteed a place this year?
Again, the private operators have no real say in that, to be honest. We don't know the process of what the criteria is to get to secure a seat on the vehicle. Obviously, the operators will just be notified in advance the number of people that will come on, and that they would have school transport tickets, and they would check the tickets on the service. So unfortunately, in that front, the private operators wouldn't have a say.
Okay, but it could be the case that you would have an excess amount of students to pick up, and you'd have to refuse students at the school or the bus door. Is that right?
Well, it's true. Well, unless they have a ticket, they don't travel on the services. So you could have a situation where some students might have applied for a ticket and received notification that they've received a ticket. So they might have some form of communication that they can show to the driver. But generally, there's a number of seats allocated to that particular service, and that's the number of tickets that's issued. So you shouldn't have a situation, let's say, like public transport, where you could have 50 or 100 people standing outside your door. People will know in advance whether they have a ticket to use the service.
Okay. Bus Éireann, for their part, Fergal, they're saying they operate the school transport scheme for the government. They said it was working through applications but could only issue tickets when extra buses and drivers are sourced. Now, I know you're looking for reforms. If the reforms were implemented, what you're looking for, would that secure the extra buses and the drivers then?
In the short term, it will be difficult to know no matter what decision is. But if you're looking for the reforms that we've been seeking for the last number of years, as regard to the drivers, when they reach the years of 70 years of age, they must retire from the school transport scheme, and they're not allowed to continue working in that school transport. And what we're looking for really is just the same playing field for all drivers across the board, and not to be discriminated against in their age profile. In other words, when they come to 70 years of age, and if they reach the medicals, and if they secure the licence for another year or 3 years period of time, that they will be allowed to continue. Because we have a situation at the moment is we can have a driver who can do a private school transport, who can do a 12-day tour of Ireland, who can go to the UK at 70 years of age, but he's not allowed to drive school transport. And that's purely just a decision made by Bus Éireann with regard to their criteria, what we're allowed or not allowed.
That could be done with the stroke of a pen then.
Straight away, the stroke of a pen, we would have a number of drivers who have retired this year and last year who have been told their services are no longer required and have been discriminated against, in my opinion, on age. They would be able to come back into the system. Now, we also have a situation is where there's a slow process in getting a driver vetted, because he must have a medical, he must get a doctor's appointment to come take some time. If you need to get blood tests, they can take some time. Mm-hmm. And then the actual vetting itself. So it's not something that we can do overnight. In other words, if Bus Éireann came to me tomorrow to offer me a contract, if I had a bus and a driver available, they still would not be able to provide the service on Friday.
How long would the process take then? Because we know that they're aware since July 29th, isn't that right, of the increase in the application numbers this year?
Well, once an operator is offered a contract and confirms the contract, if he doesn't have a driver that's vetted, it could take 4 to 6 weeks for the driver to be vetted.
Okay, so we're squeaky bum time now, aren't we? The 22nd of August. If this was acted upon, and I don't know, perhaps it was, but we're still in this quandary now, nearly a month later. But if this was acted upon promptly at the end of July, we could be well through this, figuring this thing out, couldn't we, Virgil?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is a difficult situation. There's no question about it. I mean, as we said at the very outset, I mean, it was the government's intent to offer school transport for free because of the difficulties in the cost of living coming down the line. But it certainly has on the knock-on effect. And there are just a number of tweaks that could be done that could help in the process if extra vehicles and if extra drivers are required, even tax relief incentives for people that are retired who have licences but are paying high tax. If there was some relief for those with regard to tax for school bus driving. In other words, we can be innovative to secure extra people to work in this industry. We just need help to do able okay. to do that.
Can this be solved before the start of school term? Thousands of families are worried about it, I'm sure. You can let us know if you are, 51551. But Fergal Barton, member of the Executive Committee of the CTTC, as I say, and of Barton's Transport Manu. Thank you very much indeed.